Hello, testing 1, 2. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System. Okay, welcome to today's pre-show. And I've turned on the TriCaster, so we're all good to go there. So thanks very much, Joanna Dickerson, for the idea on yesterday of having, what's the guy's name? Larry Grover? No. Here's the guy that told, Jay Sanos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. It's funny, I was listening to some really old Jay Sanos material from like the 2000s. How much different the voice sort of sounds. It's kind of morphed over the years, but it's always been based in that Baltimore sort of accent.
Dr. Jim Sadler's different. He has sort of Elmer Fudd syndrome, you know, and a lot of people like to make fun of it, you know.
I don't know. What do we got tonight, man? What do we want to do tonight? I don't know. I'm totally like out of ideas for tonight. But I mean, you know. Sometimes when I do that, I start to riff, you know, like a jazz musician, I guess. I don't know. There's Ward Knoxley. There's also, and now Bud Dickman, one-on-one. Bud,
thank you very much, Bob Nander. You know, thanks very much, Bob Nander. Bob Nanandu. Thanks very much, Elmer Lean. Thanks very much, Kit. Thanks a lot, Kit Lean.
Thank you. What is his name?
Kit Lean.
Kit?
Yeah, don't wear it out, man.
Jesus, the thoughts that are going through my mind right now. Anyway.
And tonight we have Chris Norton. I thought it'd be interesting.
Yeah, you know, I mean, one of these days I'd like to host my own show, but...
I'd like to bring on here tonight Dr. Ed Elcott.
Thank you very much. I didn't know that... Although, Bud interviewing Malcolm Esposito is top-notch, you know, it's the two of them together is perfect.
No, it's because of the fact that, you know, there's a lot of different ways of looking at things.
Yeah, but like what?
Well, what do you mean, like what? You have to be in each situation to know. Good evening, I'm Malcolm Esposito, and a dream for me has come true finally tonight. I host my own show on The Phil Henry Show.
Malcolm Esposito. One-on-one with Malcolm Esposito. And
this is Malcolm Esposito. I'm going to be interviewing Ted Bell.
Okay, you know, ordinarily I wouldn't let anybody, you know, with your speech impediment interview me. I'm Vernon Dozier. I think that I've been very reluctant to mention the, what the fuck, once a month at-home injection.
What is this, like birth control?
No, it isn't, you ass. It's for diabetes.
What?
No, it's not diabetes. It's something else. It's some other topical problem people have. What's up, Thunder? Come on. You want to go up front? You're not going to go up front. Come on. No fucking way does she get to go outside. If it was summertime and it was hot, maybe. Maybe. Okay. And now, one-on-one with Bud Dickman.
Thank you very much, and I'm going to go one-on-one right now with General Galen Shaw.
Thank you very much, Bud.
And I think a lot of people want to know.
Thank you very much, Bud. God, what a goal that was. I'm watching NHL highlights. Who's this? The Devils against the who? Oh, Colorado. The Blue Jackets. They were leading, not anymore. It's tied 3-3. Panthers won 4-3 over the Penguin. Pittsburgh Penguin. Let's see, man. Thank you. Kirby and Frank Show at a little bit after 6 o'clock in the morning, about 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. I'm Frank.
And I'm Skippy.
There's the Bee Gees. How deep is your love?
I don't know how deep your love is, Frank. I don't think I ever want to find out how deep your love is. Anyway, this is Skippy and Frank, and beautiful morning out there. Like Frank is...
So I try to strangle Skippy. That's... I'm out of radio. That's it. I'm done. I don't care. I can't... Look at this. Here I am, Frolic Beach.
This is Chris Norton on the line. Tonight, I'm going to be talking... I'll be talking with a variety of guests. I have Bob... I got Rick Ick. Rick Ick. Rick, what's going on?
Hey, I'm pretty good.
Oh, you know, I'm doing real good.
I don't know, man. I got no ideas on the show tonight. What am I going to fucking do here, man? We're already however many things